Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, let's get back to it because...
We never carry a conversation over the top of the hour, but for Phil Lovato, we will do it.
Social media has exploded on this very important question for homeowners. Phil, you have said this, you cannot give homeowners their money back from the dumpster fire assessment hike that it was. But if you are a homeowner and you went in with this prior administration and agreed to, say, go from 80% hiked assessment to 50, you have now announced we're rolling that back to 15. Is that a binding legal agreement that someone, to me, would be under duress? Look, I agreed to 60% only because they wanted to ding me 80. Can you get those people back down to 15?
So... I appreciate the time of talking about this, and I want to talk as long as you want to. I want to not get too much in the weeds, but let me tell you this. My authority under the charter allows me to fix errors. In this specific instance, if someone's already been to an appeal process and agreed to it, and they were done with it, I'm analogizing that to going to court and making a settlement. I'm not automatically throwing those out. Those people had their due process and went to court. Now, or went to the BOE. Yeah. Now, point being is that a lot of people felt that they did it under duress, and they were coerced, and they were scared. I'm willing to listen to those. So I want to make sure everyone listening knows this is a new administration. This is transparency that we're going to listen. We're going to be there for the taxpayers and hear their issues. So I'm going to make some policies when we implement this, but the whole thing is we're talking to you. So if you've got a problem and you already made it an agreement and you think you did it because of this reason, you helped your grandmother do it and she says, listen, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm tired of fighting. I've had people tell me. I've been fighting for a year. It's been taken out of my life. So I just agreed to do it. If those are our circumstances, we're going to listen to that. So I don't want to say across the board those people will not get any recourse, even if they did. But I also am not saying that automatically if you already made an agreement, you're going to the pool.
That's fair.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, we're speaking with Jackson County Executive Phil Lovato. Phil, regarding the assessments in 2023 and 2025, were there crimes committed?
Wow, this is why I come on your show, because you ask the tough questions. I'm not going to comment on whether there are crimes committed. And I just made light of that and jokingly. But I'll tell you what, there were sure things that felt like criminal activity to people the way they were treated. So I'm not at any point to say that the crimes were committed there. I'm in this office for almost a month now, so I'm still getting my feet wet, getting in this pond. I'm looking into everything, and I take it seriously to find out every taxpayer was treated and how every number came to each thing. So we'll go there.
Let me re-ask the question. Is anybody in the DA's office looking into the assessments in 2023 and 2025?
There is no information that I know that there's any criminal investigation going on at any sort of assessment in Jackson County whatsoever.
And that would be outside your office anyway, and we understand that, Phil. For we have people on hold wanting to know, like, what do I do? What can I do? Like, you do need some time, correct? This is not something, because I don't want people, thousands of people are going to be calling your office today, hey, can I come pick up my check? You know, that's not how this is going to work.
Yeah. Right, right. That's really important. I really appreciate that. We just announced this policy a couple hours ago. You know, we've met with the state tax commission, who the previous administration has been litigating against for the past 3 years. And now we're on the same page with them. And so we have our friends in Jefferson City and our friends at the Board of Equalization and our staff now regrouping from what they've been instructed to do for years.
Yeah.
So we're going to get things going. So I need a little patience from everybody. It's coming, but implementing it and getting everything done, It's going to take just a little bit, but we're going to get it done.
So the assessor, the county assessor, was relieved of her duties today, per our conversation in the previous hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But also last night, Jackson County voters decided that they want the assessor to be an elected position. What do we do? How do we find a new assessor? What is the process?
You know, they're going to file for office in probably March of 2028. Like every other county official, like the prosecutor will and the sheriff will, and they'll be up for election. One of my positions before I leave office is to develop a charter commission. I'm going to ask people to serve on that and give us recommendations to change and add to the charter. And one of those things is to make some qualifications for that assessor.
But we need an assessor. But Phil, we need an assessor before 2028. Do you appoint a new assessor?
Oh, yeah. I'll appoint as assessor to serve during my time, for sure. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Anything else we're forgetting, Phil? Because so many people want answers right now. If you're a business owner, that's a separate stream of folks. And wait, before you answer that, do we have our arms around how many people lost their homes? Is there any way to get at that number?
There is. I'll tell you, you have to have missed your payments for 3 years in a row before your house went on the courthouse steps. I've been talking to our county counselor and they're like, if someone shows up with $10 paid towards that, I want them off. I want that property removed and I want to freeze. So I will tell you right now, nobody's losing their houses. No eviction are happening. No foreclosures are happening right now. We're just not going to happen. So to go back in the past, there sure are some numbers of the foreclosures and properties are taken back for non-paid taxes. I don't know that number.
All right, Jackson.
That's huge, Phil. Thank you for clarifying that. I think that's going to make people feel, to the extent that we can fix this, that's going to make some people feel a lot better about the future here.
Well, thanks for having me. And reach out. One of my main goals is to be transparent and available. That what didn't happen before, the guy was here before, and that's one of the reasons he's not here. I want to be transparent. I want to talk to people. I want to make sure everybody knows what I'm up to. And we're going to restore confidence back in government.
Phil, you're a breath of fresh air. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Be well.
I think that's the most important thing that we have learned. At the very top, she's
gone.
She gone. We can't say fired. She has been removed.
He was very careful not to say that she was fired. She has been removed from her office.
Gail McCann Beatty is no longer there.
Goodbye.
That's the very first thing he said, I think, is the most important. The very last thing he said is, I think, even more important, although the first emotionally makes people feel better, and that is no one's going to lose their house right now. You come in with $10, they are trying to help you here. And so if you have been
How did we even get here?
We had a couple of people on hold, and we're going to bring this back in the 5 o'clock hour.
I think that's
because
important.
You know, one guy was going to say his payment went up $1,000. Another guy was just going to spew his rage for what has happened.
I hate Frank
we
White.
Understand that rage.
Yes.
But I love the last thing he said. No one's going to be foreclosed upon right now. Let's figure this mess out together and move forward.
And I said it at the end of the interview, and I stand by it. He is a breath of fresh air.
I mean, transparency at all. This guy's incredible. I love it.
I mean, all I did was send him a Facebook message, and I said, hey, if you have time, can you give us a call? He called in right away.
And by the way, I need not remind everyone that when Frank White was the county executive, I got a hold of his cell phone number, and we had a 2-minute conversation until I told him who I was, and he hung up on me.
913-586-7798.
When we get back, Titanic preview. Would Jack and Rose both fit on the door? I say yes. What do you say?
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.